the quick admission is that when we read Parshas Chayei Sarah, Plotzker, I'll take your question. I didn't forget. When we read Parshas Chayei Sarah, for years I still haven't finished researching it, but for years I focused on other things. I focused on the first Aliyah, which I mentioned to you earlier in the week, about the what exactly is the test. What's the test of burying Sarah? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it is the hardest test of Avraham Avinu. That very much talked to me. The introduction to the Shidduch story talked to me. Avraham Zakein, Bayamin, Vashem Beirachet Avraham Bakol. Why is that the introduction? That talked to me a lot because of the Netziv. The Netziv says that here we see the tremendous conflict that we have with leadership and family. That Avraham Avinu, who is Mr. Zealous, Mr. Zrizus, he is the guy all the time, Bayashkim, Avraham Bayashkim. When it comes to marrying off his own child, he's sending an Evan. What is going on? Explains the Netziv, this Perek Chavdal Pasuk Aleph, that's the introduction. This in his second introduction. His second introduction is it's Zakein. It's not like this first shot that he's older and he's afraid he's not going to be able to get off the plane vertically. But rather what? Rather, the pshat is he was a gadol ador. There was no WhatsApp. And he was needed. And you see that the tension that you have with leadership and being able with family life, that's why there's an article called Children of Rabbis by Dr. Irving Levitz that you need to be able to understand the real Mesirut Nefesh, understanding what leadership is. So for years I've talked about that. But this year, there's another thing that's bothering me. That I started to doing research. I did a couple hours, but I still didn't finish. Which is the question that everybody asks is so many psukim. If you read the parsha this week, there are so many psukim about what? About the Shidduch story. So it's not that I'm not a romantic, and that it's very nice, a romantic comedy over here. You know, it's very nice. The concept of the comedy is that he falls off the donkey. You know, like, the whole concept, why so many, we talked about earlier that every single letter is important. What is going on? Why the repetition of the story? Why so much that Avram's repetition? Why there's so many psukim? The truth is what you have to do is you have to take the two versions of the story, line them up and start analyzing them and seeing the additions. And there are different changes. But the Midrash picks up and the Midrash says, Yafeh Sichat Avdei Avot. But many people don't read the rest of the Midrash. It says, how great is the discussion of the servants of our Avot more than Shekels. Talks about the halachot of tum'ah with an insect, which the Midrash calls is guf ha-Torah, that we only learn that out from an extra limud, from the word lo. Two letters. He calls that the guf ha-Torah. So what is the Midrash trying to tell me? The Midrash is trying to tell me that we have so much to learn here, even more, and he calls the tum'ah the guf ha-Torah. Could have just... There's a lot there to be learned. I'll tell you, I think, two very important lessons that I understand from this Midrash. Yafa Sichatan Avdei Avot is that the whole purpose, as we talked earlier, is why do we have Sefer Bereishit? We have from the first Rashi, Rabbi Yitzchak, like I said, we should start from the mitzvot. We know the Torah is teaching us a way to be able to see the Shem Hashem, to live our lives ethically, morally, to bring God into this world. So how do I do that? By being a mitzuveh, by being a person who knows how to follow the commandments. And that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said, that's what we should start. But instead, all of Sefer Bereishit is this concept called Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. The concept of all of Sefer Bereishit is either it's called Sefer Bereishit, we saw from last week, when Avraham Avinu is davening, or even the Rishaim of Sdom, the Netziv called it a Sefer HaYashar. And it's also called the Sefer Yetzirah, the creation, because of Maaseh Avot Siman LeBanim, that our Avos created a reality for us. And even when you read this week's Parsha, is telling us, before the Guf HaTorah, there is a fundamental. Guf HaTorah is tremendously important. But if you don't have Derech Eretz, if you're not understanding that when you go on a date, maybe I'm talking from one of my 30 plus dating stories, when you go on a date and you bring, yes, everyone can raise their eyes, and you bring the girl back to her parents' home, that you have to actually wait there until she's okay to get back inside. Or that there's certain ideas of not taking her out in the actual neighborhood. There are different ideas of midot that you have to know when you're dealing with the dating as a paradigm here of midot. A lot of people come to Yeshiva HaKotel and say, I don't need Musar Seder. I'm okay with that. What I need to do is just learn Gemara. Because me, I grew up modern Orthodox and religious Zionist. I got my Western values. I have midot. I have midot. And I can't tell you how much work, and I'm happy that parents are here when I'm saying this lesson, of how much work is still needed. When a person told me that like last year, he says, look, Rabbi, I want to learn Gemara because I don't need to learn Musar Seder because my midot are okay. And I said, you need it just because you told me that. You need it because of that. The Rambam, where he puts in Hilchot of Midot, do you know where he puts it in? Hilchot Dance. Because Midot are not something that are just flighty. The Rambam talks about, you know what the hardest thing to do in this world? Is to work on your Midot. Is to be able to say, not to say, you know what, that's the way I am. That's the way I am. Take it or light, I'm arrogant. I'm a hothead. Take it as I am. Hilchos Deos means you want to be able to improve yourself. You need to work at it. Deos. The whole Sefer Brachos is about being able to not just be a robot and fulfill the mitzvot. It's to be able to learn all the intricacies that we're learning. We had talked about last week about how the Hashkafa, we look at money. Things that we're very passionate about. And how do we now inculcate that into our lives and improve ourselves? Yafes Sichason of the Avos. The first step before the Torah is you have to make sure Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. You need to be able to continue working on yourself. One of the ways that we do this is another message. Is this concept of Yafes Sichason of the Avos. It's not just Stam, a person, it's an Eved here. It's an Eved, it's a perspective. Who is this Eved? According to Chazal, it was Eliezer. You know one way that we're able to work on Midot? It's a concept called Gadol Shimusha Yoter Milimud. One of the ways that we're able to work on our Midot is being able not just to learn Torah. It's true. Chavetz Chaim says when we learn Torah, if you're not a better person out after you close that sefer, there is something wrong in your learning. That's true. But the Gemara says again in Brachot from Elisha, Gol Shimusha Yoter Minimud. Yofes Sichas of the Avos. What we can learn from Eliezer, from Eved Abraham, the person who was Doleh Umashkemi Torah Rabo, he was there. This is what I believe could be an interpretation of Gemara and Brachot Chavchet and Irvin Chavchet that says Rav Zeira was very tired. And when he was tired, what did he do? Instead of going to sleep, instead of doing chesed, what did he do? He went to the petach of the Beit Midrash to get the reward that when somebody comes, he's going to get up. And it ended up that he led into discussions. And I give a whole shiur about this, not for now. But the reason why I think he did that is this concept of being mit'abek ba'afar raglein. Gadol shimusha yoter limuda. We learned gadol. I didn't finish saying about this in the shir. The concept of a beit gadol. The beit gadol, is the beit gadol tefillah or is it Talmud Torah? The gadol here of shimusha, gadol is not just greater. It may not be greater, but gadol could very much mean the concept of what? Of becoming a more refined person. Vayhi legoy gadol sham. Explains Rav Ganak in his Sefer, Goy is this concept of mitsuyanim sham, becoming more, again, refined, more singular. The concept of what we learn from this parsha is the importance of not being a robot, not trying to obey avodah zarah, think rabbis are perfect. It's not only rabbis, but the role models that we have. Of godo shimush yotam limud. Do you want to be able? Hopefully, one of the things you've already been inculcated with is when Rav Nemtzel walks in the base medrash that you see everyone gets a certain kavod. But being able to look how Rav Nemtzel dies. You want to be able, hopefully, other rabbis that you have to see Rav Chabsher and see the hitlavut that he has, the amount of kavod of Torah that he has, just his midot, being able to learn from all the different people around you. That's, and not limited to just in yeshiva. These are two of the messages, one complementing the other. That the main focus of this year is saying, no, it's not that I'm good and all I want to do is finish a masechta and be able to sing and have a siyum on Friday and very nice. And ask my parents to sponsor it, shkach. What you really want is to continue at every single day to work on yourself, to have that gadol that we talked about. I even think that that's pshat, what we had in last week, of gadol hachnasas orchim. Gadol hachnasas orchim, yotim yishavot p'nei hashkina t'marz. How's that possible? How can hachnasas orchim be greater than kabbalas p'nei hashkina? So the Nitziv already answers in last week's parsha. It's not greater. The simple pshat is one is greater than the other. But he was saying, no. The tzivoy of it being mitzvah overet, the concept of achnas zorchim, it's just going to happen, versus kabbalat pnei shechina is something that's lanetzach. But I think it's the same message that Rav Ganak said, that gadol is what, it's a certain effect that it has on me. It's a certain effect, maybe because I'm not on the level of kabbalat pnei shechina that I'm able to have that rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. But for sure, when I am doing and fulfilling the mitzvah of achnas zorchim, That it changes me. It changes me in the better to make me that much more refined, a giver. And hopefully what we're doing within our chaburas this coming Monday night, within what we're doing when a person is sick, like Felsen, that we send a text message to make sure that we care, that everything we're doing, be'ezrat Hashem, we have the ability with the mindset of gadol shimusha, of learning from Eliezer, this concept, obviously, of chesed, of being able to work on our midot. Shabbat shalom.